to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
We are podcasting live from the recent past and the Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada. So close to hell that we can see Reno. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me, as always, are my good friends Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, and our social leper in the other room, Rick Spagnola.
Woo-hoo. On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, how are you? Yeah, that was fumble.
Rough open.
Yeah. Fumble.
It wasn't that bad. I'm going to fix it in post so nobody will know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
I love
the
post.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
that
was a great opening.
What a
how
perfect
about
opening,
that?
Rory.
Yeah, so smooth and tight.
Rory, I would like to say I love your opening.
Like a drum. Yes, I know you do.
That's
sexy. Rick's helped me with his opening a lot.
We work on it. So, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
I'm sorry I was sick and stopped the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Well, hate me too.
You're a loser.
I know.
Rick had the plague. Nobody read the blog post, I'm sure, because you just download the episodes. But Rick had the plague. I had tooth decay and was fighting the Cavatron guys.
I got sick too. And Maya had surgery.
Oh, wow.
Damn,
yeah,
it's
so
been rough for everybody.
Last week was just not a week to do the show.
And my little dog died.
Oh, yep.
Let's I know, give it so up I mean,
can we have a moment of silence for Ichabod?
For a little please. Ichabod, he was 16 years old almost. Or no, 17 almost. Was that like his spirit rushing through the room?
I don't know if
well,
it was
the
rushing.
Moment of silence, you know, just, it's the wind, you know.
Sorry, Ichabod.
He was a we wonderful
miss you,
dog.
No, I love that little
I'm
dog.
I'm glad I got to meet that dog.
He was mean.
That fucking wrecked me
mean
for 2 days.
Nails.
I was destroyed. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. Do you know what it's like to take your 17-year-old animal and pet their head while they inject them with something that stops their heart?
No.
It was awful. It was awful.
I could relate,
so.
But... I don't know what that's like.
People would always talk about it, and I'd be all, yeah, that's sad. It's a dog. What? You know? And now it happened to me, and I had no idea. It was really awful. So enough about that. But,
right. But yeah, no, we love you, Ichabod.
Love you, Ichabod.
Little
I miss
dog.
You. That was so – I feel blessed to have had the few times we did doing this show, you know, hanging out with Ichabod, let him out for Rick, and maybe, you know.
Oh, yeah. Poor no, guy. I had a long
he was
relationship
one of my heroes,
with him.
Just for his, like, spunky – he's, you know –
it took years for me to build a relationship with him because he didn't trust people. And, like, I probably had lived here about 5 years before he let me pick him up because he just a mean old cuss.
Well, he sure was nice.
No,
in his
he
age.
Mellowed out. He did mellow out in his
once
old
he,
age.
Once he went, the last 2 years, he was blind, deaf, arthritic, and incontinent. So he was just happy anybody would touch him, you know.
So you're back out. You know, you're going to get back on that saddle again and what? Get a cat?
No, never, never again. I'm going to wait until I'm so old that the animal will outlive me and that they can deal with my death, okay? Because I'm not fucking going through that
when
again.
When the doctor recommends you get a pet.
Exactly. That's when it's going to happen. So yeah, but that's not all that happened in the past 2 weeks, you guys, because we had that huge fucking kick-ass party. Unbelievable.
That was pretty
the Dirty Spelling Bee.
No.
Well, yes.
Oh.
That was fun. No. Nobody was there.
Oh, the backyard party that
there
happened
are...
before we finished the countdown.
Dude, yeah, you know that little soiree where 14...
we talked about
that
it
was
last
a great
episode.
Party.
Yeah.
Dude, where 14 fucking bands played my backyard and we went through
that was,
a ton of food.
That was pretty
ton
great.
Ton of beer.
30 cases of beer, 150 hot dogs and hamburgers, 8 tri-tips, gallons of hard alcohol.
It was a total success.
Awesome rock and roll.
Ridiculous.
It was a great
it
party.
It flowed so well. That show was so awesome.
Yeah. Yep. When we recorded everything.
There were two highlights for me of the day. The first happened before the show started. I'm standing in the garage and I'm randomly interviewing some people that turned out to be in one of the bands playing later that day. And Cherry Bear Jess comes into the garage to let us know that the EMTs were there to take away the first drunk of the day.
Before the show even started.
At 11:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Alcohol poisoning requiring an ambulance.
That girl.
Yeah.
The girl who was stumbling through the house with a full bottle of Jameson's in her purse.
Got here. Yeah. I was hungover from the night before, so I was all, dude, I know how you feel. I was sitting in here all alone.
I don't think she had
eating my
finished
breakfast.
The night before.
Everybody else was out back.
Did she end up coming back before the 14 hours was up or what?
I don't think so.
That'd be hardcore.
I don't know. But her friends made sure they got that bottle of Jameson's.
I bet. Yeah. You're not going
to
get that back from the hospital.
It was drank. It was drank here.
She had a bottle of Jameson's in her purse. That's so rad. No, I stepped outside and I was setting up the band. I ran through the house and there's a fucking ambulance out front. And I think,
we're in a lot of trouble.
Oh my God. How the hell did somebody already have such bad alcohol poisoning we had to call an ambulance?
Yeah. Oh. That's rock and roll right there, I tell you what.
That's Reno.
Should we do our favorite Felix Polanski stories?
Hey! Pinky Polanski. This segment is brought to you by Pinky Polanski and all of the dumb things Felix does.
Visit the Pinky link.
Yeah.
For all PinkyPolanski.com. Pinky Polanski.
There's their plug this week.
Yep.
But, oh, holy shit, Felix was so drunk. Oh, my God. And it got to where after the party was over, I was just wandering through the house going, wow, how did Felix break that?
Well, and let's rewind.
How did Felix smoke that?
I think the most expensive thing that Felix broke was when he tackled his buddy and they landed on the stand-up bass guitar of Andy.
From Los Pistoleros.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And he hit him hard, too.
Smashed.
To like 400 pounds of drunk man rolled back and forth on the stand-up bass.
Oh, they like crashed into it and then rolled on top of the...
Broke the bass?
Oh, yeah.
Jacked him up, hit him like Ronnie Lott and took them both into that bass.
And again, I'm standing in the garage interviewing...
Holy shit.
Los Pistoleros. I mean, I'm interviewing them in the garage and somebody goes... Dude, you got to get outside. That bald dude just broke your bass. Let's go kick his ass. So I'm standing there with my microphone as like seven guys rush the backyard to go beat Felix's ass.
Oh, my God. That was so awesome.
When I got out there, though, they were all talking very civilly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no fight ensued.
Really? No fight ensued?
Really?
No.
We've never had a fight.
And, did Felix say he would help pay for it or what?
I believe that is what
Felix took complete responsibility.
Yeah.
And it turned out that it was kind of okay, but the neck was damaged only a little bit, which I cannot believe because the way I saw them roll on that, you would have thought that was a bag of wood pieces after that. But that bass held up. And I saw him playing at a show the other night, and the damage, he can still play it, but it is damaged, and it was only a couple $100.
Well, that's cool.
Well, you know,
that could have been worse.
What we should do to pay back Los Pistoleros for such our drunken debauchery is maybe play one of their songs on our show.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We'll do.
I just happen to have
here.
Yeah.
Well, we're not yet, but in a minute.
Oh, not right now.
Wow, we just started the show.
I know.
All right. I mean, it hasn't even been 10 minutes. Come on.
I know.
Yeah, come on.
I like music
a lot. Who drive?
I get excited.
Let me drive.
Okay.
Let me drive.
Can we do that, though?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes, absolutely. We can do that. Good boy.
Are we there yet?
There's a little Scooby snack for now.
Should we introduce our guest first?
I think that's probably a great idea. First, let's go. I'm going around from my left. We've got the lovely, lovely Layla James in the studio with
us. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging out with a bunch of ugly men like you.
Hey, we all have faces for the radio.
That's right.
Layla, you're a local blogger, video blogger, and DJ, and
I kind of do it all.
Muckraker about town?
Yeah, pretty much. I just moved downtown, which is really not adding to anything because my liver is still recovering from that. I've lived in downtown for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, but it's good. You know, all you need to do is go outside and network and hang out and find out what's going on in Reno. So it's really helping the blog out really well. So.
Very cool. Yeah, no, everything like goes on. Like, where about? Like, I mean, not your... Don't give me your address, but whereabouts downtown?
Whereabouts? I live really close to Five Star, which is
a
good time.
That's a great neighborhood.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Right in the middle of all the...
Java Jungle.
The awesome.
Yeah, no,
really?
Awesome.
Well, I'm your neighbor. Outside. I live at the Riverside.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm married. I am creepy, but I'm married. So... You
that's the best kind of creepy.
That's creepy.
Oh, I'm creepy and I'm married.
Who got wind? Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm your neighbor. Depending on where you are, I could see you from the fifth floor at the Riverside.
Oh.
See that?
Especially with your binoculars.
That was creepy.
The telescope in Nick's apartment is creepy.
Good job, Nick. For a minute, you seemed
okay. What color is my bedroom furniture? I want to know. How do you know?
Oh, I haven't spied yet. I was hoping you might... Tell me in all of Reno where you live.
It's going downhill quickly. It's going downhill quickly.
I think this
for all your stalking opportunities.
You have no idea. Being on the radio, do you know how many stalkers I have? I'm not kidding.
I'm waiting for my first, but nobody listens to us.
I have quality stalkers, number one. Number one,
nice.
I have a drag queen stalker. And
hey, that definitely gets.
I'm not kidding. I come from San Francisco, so I have high expectations on my drag queens. You know, I don't know what this guy's smoking or what, but he's like got this nasty Lady Gaga wig on. He's telling me like I'm really hot, but I have nice shoes. And where do I buy them? It's really creepy.
Do his his balls show underneath his skirt?
I don't know. I haven't checked. He keeps messaging me like, when are we gonna talk? When are we gonna talk? I'm like,
hi, my name's Nancy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm desperate, but I'm not that desperate, so hey, whatever. I got some lesbian stalkers. So I'm rocking the short hair, so.
That's cool.
Hey. But hey, I like men, what can I say? So.
You're just like all the rest of the common dykes in this town.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right, faggot?
Hey.
That's inappropriate.
Oh man!
Well, Rick, we play my Cody soundbite.
You're
trying to play.
I got to remember one. But you know, I would like to say that on behalf of all gay people, I give everybody on the show full permission to use any form of the word faggot forever.
Sissy.
That's funny because I was at the show with Hell Acapella at the Reno Block Party. Ding.
Nice.
And
we played Money for Nothing. Written by Mark Knopfler.
Right.
We got to hear the little faggot with earring and the makeup. These girls got up fucking like disgusted with us.
Really?
And they enjoyed it up until then.
They got mad at a Dire Straits song.
Dude, I gotta say.
Well, you're right.
They get so mad at
But
the
hey,
faggot.
I gotta say, haven't you hearing it in the song, it seems so normal when Dire Straits says it. But when you guys say it and it's just a cappella and being sung all serious, the little faggot with the earring and the makeup.
It does kind of enunciate the word faggot quite a bit.
It has a completely different feel to it, which I rather enjoyed, but I can see where somebody
might
be.
Because I think Mark Knopfler's in character as a racist in the song when he says the line. And then it's who says the line? Chaz?
Rodney.
Yeah, I think Rodney just comes across as a bigot. Yeah.
Well, and the person in the song is a bigot.
Well, right. But
the character
it's all about
in the song
your intentions. It's all about how you use it.
And really, as far as people calling people faggots, it's Rodney for Christ's sakes.
He's
not the Rod. No, he's not gay. But I mean,
he's not straight either.
Like you.
He's like me. Exactly. Art fags of the world unite. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
As Cody is wont to say, suck one dick, cocksucker for life. You know?
That should be a t-shirt, a bumper sticker for Reno or something like that.
I would wear it, but my daughter's learning to read.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have
a great t-shirt that Rick got me a few years back.
Yeah.
I fucked your mom and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Nice.
It was really hard to get that made.
And child support.
Right, yeah.
Say that out loud.
It's hard to... Yeah, I can't wear that a lot anymore right
now.
Oh, hey, that's an ugly sound. Yeah. Moving along, we also have Spike and Jackson here in the studio with us.
Hey, guys.
A little musical accompaniment from these...
Sexy bitches.
You know, normally we like to pull in on this show a lot of big local talent, you know, some people who play a lot of shows, who get things done. You guys are kind of low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you for letting us have you on. Hey, we have a phone call.
Ooh.
Should we do this?
Yeah.
All right.
Celebrity.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who is this?
This would be Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Matt Matthews from the radio.
Where are you calling from, Matt?
His bathroom.
Can you hear us, Matt Matthews?
He's on the toilet right now.
Yeah.
Not as good as normally, no.
What?
Are you drunk?
He's wiping. Flush.
Well. Okay, he can hear us pretty well.
It's easy to confuse drunk with bad cell.
I have had a cocktail, yes.
There you go.
Was it a really big cocktail?
Just enough for a cell phone to not work.
So how you doing today, Maddie?
I'm doing fine. Had a good day at work, and now just home relaxing.
Right on.
Very good.
Right
very
on.
Good. So Matt's a big fan of the show here. He's threatened to call a few times before. This is our first time having him on the show, finally. I suppose I should speak into the mic.
Yeah,
that
better.
Always helps.
Yeah, yeah, I forget about that. what do you got going?
Who's there with you, Rory?
We have Spike and Jackson and the lovely Layla James.
And the rest of our cast of
the regular crew.
Who was the last person? I'm sorry.
Layla James.
It's not important.
Oh,
don't worry about it.
From 104.5.
104.5.
Yeah.
A girl.
Awesome.
I got boobies.
Yeah, we like that.
Thank you.
Two radio people on in one day.
I know, yeah.
We're going to have a fist fight.
We're being invaded.
Yeah, Attack of the Media Darlings.
Oh. Let's
media,
be honest.
Media Darlings. That's what it is.
Matt,
that's
you're so darling.
That's funny. That's great. So, Jackson, we'll get together and play some dice later.
Yeah.
You gotta yell so you can hear you, because we have a really lame phone system.
Yeah, we're kind of low budget on the communications.
Yeah, the mic to the phone is literally the mic on my phone.
It works great. I don't know what you're talking about.
So you're kicking back at home and having a cocktail?
I'm sorry, Nick. I didn't quite hear that.
You're kicking back at home having a cocktail?
Yes.
What are you drinking?
Yeah, what cocktail would that be, my friend?
I'm having a 24 fluid ounce Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, excellent.
Reno style.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
A shot that I actually left out last night.
That all day shot.
Don't want it to go to waste.
Well, it's evaporated a little. It's a little more concentrated.
It's aged. You
know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Yeah, it evaporates a little. It gives it a whole different flavor.
Makes me thirsty.
We have that stuff.
So Matt, would you like to answer a question?
Yeah,
sure.
So when are you on the air at KOH? What's your shift over there?
Oh yeah, by the way, Matt Matthews is on KOH at what time? He's a local DJ as well.
Right now, Sunday morning.
Ooh,
Sunday AM.
Morning. Yeah, good shift.
But that nice. The hangover shift.
Way earlier than any of you will be getting up, so I feel safe of telling everybody.
Can we call you?
pardon?
Can we call you like you call us?
Dude.
No, I don't actually have my own show. I just write news on the weekend.
Ask him if Bill Manders is really nice.
But some of what I do is...
I used to work for Bill Manders.
No shit.
Hey, Rick wants to know, is Bill Manders really nice?
That was a big pause.
Fairly, I wouldn't say teddy bear, but, he's Ross Mitchell now. He's a teddy bear.
Ross?
Yeah. Well, we all know that.
Yeah, Ross is one of my
Ross
idols.
Ross is old school, beautiful Reno.
Manders is a very smart guy that is not quite as hardcore as he is main team on the radio.
Okay.
Ross is a cool guy.
Hey, Maddie, can you
give
us... Of course,
now I'm going to get shit for saying all this.
hey, don't worry. Nobody
hears this.
I was telling Layla before the show, don't worry. Nobody listens to us. It's not a problem.
I want
to
hear you say...
No one from KOH listens.
Right.
I want to hear you say something.
Hey,
in your
I've never
voice,
been man. Able to say fuck on the air, but
yeah, there we go.
Give it up Ding. For fuck.
I play
give
the,
it up for fuck.
Nice.
I play the soundboard, but I can't during the phone call.
Ding.
Hey, Matt, can say something in your radio voice?
My radio voice is my actual voice.
Aww. Aww, come on.
That's very disappointing.
Give us some made-up news or news from yesterday or something or last Sunday that you were.
Dance monkey.
Talk about your tequila shot and radio voice.
You know what? When you have me on, I will bring like a demo reel.
Oh,
okay.
So that won't be
next couple years.
Wah, wah, wah. All right,
really,
we'll work.
It's just interesting.
My radio voice
see.
Is pretty much my voice.
That's cool. Me too. That's what I'm saying.
You're too. Right. Yeah, that's what we all
we just thought. Maybe with KOH, it's more like, I'm Matt Matthews. That's the news.
That would be awesome.
Oh, that was nice.
Hey, thank you. There you go. Well, hey, Matt, we've got a big show today. Thanks for checking in with us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Keep listening.
See you at the bar later.
Next week, too. I'm supposed to call in again.
Yeah, I'll see.
You'll
tomorrow,
be a regular
bro.
Segment. What's Matt drinking?
What's Matt drinking?
That's leftover from last night.
Right on. I like
all right,
it.
Matt.
It's a good idea.
We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Ciao.
Well, he was fun.
Yeah, Matt Matthews. Check him out.
It's like somebody
Real
just
radio.
Stopped by. They're just all ding dong. Hi.
Yeah, I've known
it's
Matt.
It's like the Pee Wee Herman show, you know? Yeah. Like just.
Oh shit! It's the mailman.
It's all of a sudden, like Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah,
the
big black cowboy. Hi.
would you like the blue pill or the green pill, Pee-wee?
Very nice.
Or red pill. Yeah, I almost had that joke. All right, first, let's get to our break. Let's get some music.
Los Pistoleros. Sorry about Felix and your bass situation.
Yeah. Oh, that was so sad.
Yeah,
they're over.
But
it.
Andy, you're righteous, dude,
and we're all still friends. You know? I love that. Okay, so this is what it sounded like in my fucking backyard 2 weeks ago. You guys, pretty exciting.
So, anybody check the news lately?
Hey, don't forget, everybody, it's Rick's fucking happy birthday!
Oh, yeah! Woo! I didn't even know. No one bothered to fucking tell me, man. Dr. Kevorkian, he's dead. This one's for him. Give him some respect. So it's called Dr. K. Feel the pain, one smash in my body, left in my brain. Gun, try to wreck it, that girl is like cool. Let it go, let it say my goodbye, let them all go. I had a day here, come walking in my Saturday night. Good job, keep that job, and he fucked up, and it's in the light. Try to take it back to the radio, but I'm glad it got you. Hold on to the back of my head. Fucking blank
came out good.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Very cool.
And what do you hear it in stereo? Because it's awesome. The man, they came in because after I mixed the first round of mixing on that and I sent them a disc, they came in and he was all, it sounds great, but I had never mixed that kind of music before. He's all, you got to make the clicky sound on my bass louder. Like, I didn't know that it's got to make the clicky. It's not about the bass. It's about the that stuff.
That's part of the percussion.
I didn't know. You know, you learn something new every day, and now I don't have to learn anything else.
Now, those guys were great. Very, very, like,
dude, I
reminiscent
went to one
of like, old Op Ivy.
I went to one of their.
In a good way.
It's really high, upbeat punk.
Right.
Just like,
but with
gasoline, rock, you know?
Any sensibility behind it, yeah.
I went to one of their shows at a bar right afterwards, and he sets his fucking bass on fire. So he's got this big stand-up bass. And he pours lighter fluid on it and then lights it on fire and everybody screams and the mosh pit spins and he plays while the thing is burning and then flips it around and it goes out. It's great.
That's a tough bass.
They're on Facebook. Go and see them wherever they are because they're fucking amazing.
Totally.
Los
impressed.
Pistoleros.
And wait, and did he say it was your birthday?
Yeah,
your birthday's in June?
It really is. Because, you know, when you get sober and you're super serious about it, your sobriety date takes over and becomes more important than your birthday.
See, I always think
so
it was
we
your
refer to that. And see, I know. Well, and see, we refer to that in sobriety circles as your birthday. And
gotcha.
Then, and when to indicate the day you were born, you say your belly button birthday. So.
Well, you learn something every day, like you were just saying.
You don't
so
have to learn anything
else. Can't buy you a six pack for your birthday?
You can, but I'll give it to other people.
Cody will drink it.
Yeah, exactly. It will get drunk.
He's nice like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, Cody's always down to help a brother out getting rid of alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yeah, no, Josh is good for that, too.
Yeah, if you got it and you don't need it, why not?
I would like to mention real quick right here at the top of this break. would like to thank our very first local commercial sponsor. This segment is now brought to you by Stingray Tattoo. Check them out at stingraytattoo.net. It's where good girls go to church and bad girls go to Stingray. 902 South Wells, 348-8383. Check them out again on the internet, stingraytattoo.net.
And don't we know us?
Yeah.
Thank you, Stingray.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, very much.
And are like the vast majority of our friends inked by them?
Weird. The hafting.
Yeah, they get a hafting. A lot of people are inked by them.
Like a ton. Like,
they are Reno's oldest custom tattoo shop.
Oh, didn't I've know that.
Dude, they've been there from before it was cool?
Yes.
That's the shop over on Wells, right?
Yeah, right next to Ryan's Saloon.
That's
I've been getting tattoos there for about 10, 12 years now.
Wow. Remember when I first moved here in 94?
It was Shadow Bright. But,
over there, like...
It was called Shadow Bright Tattoo back then, but same chain of ownership. Kelly Miller, who's got a shop out in Salt Lake City, he sold it to Rafael Reyes, who'd been working for him since he opened the shop. So you know,
I see his
been,
images on Facebook all the time. It's amazing.
Rafael. Yeah, yeah. No, Raf does great stuff. He's super active on the internet. Find them on Facebook. Check out their website. They all do excellent quality work.
Oh, yeah, and do us a favor and tell them that you heard this spot on our radio show.
Yeah, mention Worst Little Podcast. Like, oh, they'll be happy to hear it. Yeah. And you might even get like a $5 discount or something. Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows what'll happen?
Work it.
Reverend Roy Dowd or
they're good to, they're good to work with people. They mostly do large custom pieces, so they'll work with people on pricing.
Right on.
Cool. Who's the guy with the fruit on his arm?
Aaron Rohn.
I've seen like a ton of his work on several of my closest friends.
And, Aaron's amazing. A good guy. So, go in and check them out. And thank you guys for sponsoring our show. We'll have some of the tattoo guys in here later this summer.
Welcome to the family.
Fucking yeah. We'll do a little talkie-talkie. But for now, keep them in mind. Nick.
Yes.
What have you been up to besides the great party in Rick's backyard?
Yeah, he played two of the
this
sets.
Is spontaneous.
I know we're going to talk about the block party because we got Spike and Jack here who are also participants in the block party, right, fellas?
You know it.
Yep. That was super fun.
Super successful.
It was huge.
It was massive.
I could talk about a million things about how cool that was, you know.
Well, let's take a little time to talk about
Should we talk about block party first?
Yeah, okay. And we'll segue that into that, right?
Right. Yeah, okay.
Nice.
Pulling back the curtain.
Way to go, Rory.
Teaching me how to do this as we go.
You'll never be on KOH, ass.
But yeah, the block party was awesome. Matt and Tommy were first at 10 a.m. and I just picked up my gear and rolled down, and I could hear him in the park playing the Creep song. And then I was like, "Oh, and you were the host all
as day. The official representative of the show." I and we'll just say that guy Dave from
Crazy
that
Dave
other
from
podcast.
We love
you guys. Were
no,
great.
Dave and I had a great time emceeing the event together. We
the
tossed
crazy
it back
guy
and forth.
From that other show.
It's just funny when you meet somebody like three times, and each time they're all, "It's good to meet you, man." And you're like, "Did I meet you like three different times?"
Dave's a really enthusiastic guy. He's really cool, and I know he's got another episode coming out pretty soon. So all you Reno music fans, please be sure to check back in with them.
Or not.
We might get that guest in on our show before they air that episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're already booked.
Rivals.
They're already booked. But
nice.
he needs
if we
to,
get it up before
edit.
He puts his on, that is just...
That, then the pressure's on Dave.
Yeah.
You hear us, Dave. I know you're listening.
He might have recorded it first, but if he don't release it, then... That's nothing.
Exactly.
You
got it.
That's your home recording.
Click that publish button.
That's right.
On your WordPress. Click that publish button. So, no, but we had a great time hosting.
Which,
it was super successful.
I'll just say that band that you're talking about was awesome at Nada Dada.
Ooh.
I'll leave it at that. And we'll keep it all mysterious. Ooh. And see like that. Which I did.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
After
awesome.
The block party.
Nada Dada. Did you guys participate in Nada Dada or go check out the motels
Anybody?
Or anything?
I helped promote it as much as I could, but my wife and I celebrated our anniversary this
that's
past
very
week.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah, so do we, Rory.
Hey, awesome! Yeah, happy anniversary, Josh.
yeah, that's right. Because that's why you didn't go to the block party because you're.
Yeah, I was in San Francisco at a Giants game, and I got back in time for the Captured by Robot show, but I had to miss the whole block party.
Sorry.
See, but at least somebody from the show went to Captured by Robot because
we were just
all burned.
Yeah, we were beat from the day.
That guy kicks ass, and it was a really good show. But
and Rick was sick.
Hey, Jay, thanks for being on the show again.
But even being sick, I showed up at the block party for a minute.
Yeah, I know.
And I saw The Shames and Big Remote.
Yeah, The Shames were awesome, huh?
Man down.
You and me were singing to them.
Oh, yeah, we were. I was singing at you.
Yeah, you knew more songs than I did. Yeah. And then I was like, I don't know the words, la la, something, something.
But you knew the ones from our show, though.
Yeah, I know the ones that I recorded. That's
so what were some of your favorite bands at Block Party? I missed it. I was moving during it, so that was pretty exciting. But what was...
We had, what, Maddie and Tom were good. They were great and started off and, you know, like simmer it. And there was a DJ for a while. I forgot his name, but...
What kind of music?
I think the highlight for me was Memory Motel.
Oh, yeah.
Very Pretty Pigeon and Deadly Gallows are all good.
The Canes are really good. I was talking to them probably later this fall.
Cool,
they
man.
Got some stuff they're working on. We'll probably have them in here in a couple months.
Sexually. I like Memory Motel.
And Deathly Gallows, I hear, is amazing live.
Yeah.
Those guys are great. So
fun. I haven't seen them yet.
Very Pretty Pigeon also is great.
Yeah, they're like... There's a bunch of people from the same band, so it's like these two bands that are kind of in the same
playing vein. Stuff.
Again, Very Pretty Pigeon, also in talks to be a guest here on the show. Right, but that's
moving it.
That's going to be shaking. Difficult with all like freaking like 800 of them.
Yeah.
They're kind of a big band.
Just do it from the backyard.
Or the backyard.
I quit.
Yeah.
Give Riku a tambourine and let her play along with.
Right on.
Or just play their music that they have recorded and talk to them.
Yeah, that may be more the case. You know? We have difficult somebody come enough. In and talk with us and listen to some tracks. Yeah. But who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, so, who else was a highlight? The Shames, of
Shames
course.
Yeah, always.
I heard the Black Rock City All-Stars were awesome. I had to go home. I didn't see that.
You couldn't hear them from your house?
I heard they got their set cut short.
The show did get closed down by the cops for noise, essentially.
No, there was a fight or something, I heard.
Oh, there was a fight, yeah.
Hey, do you know what it was about, Meth?
Good job, Reno. Yeah. Way to support the scene.
Way to end it.
No, really.
It's been a great day. Let's get in the fight.
Actually, no. Really, well done, most of Reno, because all day long it was a great event. Families and people. A lot of people just walking by who stumbled across it, came in. And stuck around, and all the booths and all the sponsors. Yeah,
is this the first annual or?
Yeah,
first annual for sure. Yeah.
It was huge for a first event. It was huge.
I heard it was a beautiful day up here.
Oh yeah,
it was gorgeous.
Yeah, no, and in the late afternoon when you usually get that sun just beating down on top of Wingfield there, the clouds rolled in, and so it kept it a little cooler.
That was nice.
I mean, it did chill it off for the evening, but it never quite rained. Almost, but never quite got there.
Right on.
That sounds great.
Is Jackson not talking enough?
Probably.
What's happening, Jackson?
Jackson's quiet.
Hey, Jack.
I've been talking, sort of.
He's been laughing.
So what do you do? What did you think of the show, Jackson?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was cool. I kept running into people I haven't seen for like 5 years and stuff, too. That was cool.
There you go.
That's
the woodwork.
So, yeah, I liked it.
Cool. I liked when we played, and I got to jump on stage with you and sing.
Oh, yeah, that was
kind of
cool. Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Nick, you hopped on stage with like every other band. Every band you weren't in, you're like, oh, I know that song. Let me sing along.
No.
Don't consider it special at all.
No. Tommy and Matt asked me if I would be. If I'd come up and sing with them. So I did. That was the first thing I did before I even played my set or my band set or Hell Acapella set. But then, like, these guys are singing a song I wrote, playing a song I wrote. And so I came up and sang with them, and it was awesome.
And this is why people use Reno Whores to search us on the internet.
That's right. Keyword, Reno Whore.
Hey. Yeah.
Is Nick singing for the Green Mondays now? No.
Hey, they were good, too.
Hey.
They were good, too.
Yeah, no, they had a good set.
Good.
A lot of people showed up to see them.
Yep.
It was weird.
A lot of people backed off, too. Like, some older folks were like, not for me.
What I thought the weirdest part of the day were all the rave kids that came out to, like, see their we had three DJs at
the
show.
Yeah, the DJs.
And all the, like, the rave kids who came out to see
them. Little candy.
Like, wow, they look so different in sunlight. Because you normally ever see them like black light or street light or neon.
Their nuppies not
and they've got their like laced arm warmers, and like on fingerless glove on one hand.
So the ecstasy feels
art
pretty
right
cool.
There. That's art. That
Michael Jackson and Donna had that shit down years ago. That's not art.
Maybe you should tell Lady Gaga that seriously with Madonna. Oh,
would you if you can talk to her, because she's hard to talk to.
Oh.
Okay, and that uncomfortable silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
Yeah.
Once again.
Watch your bass.
Watch your bass.
Another t-shirt.
So we agreed Polansky. Everybody had a good time at the block party.
Oh, absolutely.
Captured by
absolutely.
Robots. You got that covered.
Cool.
What else happened after that?
Did we
miss that podcast? Oh, no, that was the one we had. Planned out.
What are you talking about, dude?
He's going. Just follow.
I know, and then what happened next? I don't know. We missed last Monday, and then this past weekend that just happened yesterday happened.
Right. Nada Dada.
Father's Day and Nada Dada.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like to say, as a Father's Day, 5 years running. No.
You got it.
Well, almost. She'll be five, so I mean, I had a fake Father's Day 5 years ago.
Okay.
This is really only my fourth real Father's Day. I got ties for the first time.
Oh.
Five brand new bow ties. Yes,
oh.
My friend.
Oh,
bow ties. Yeah.
Clip-ons?
No. Only the best. Yeah, so I'm very excited about that. And three Elvis figurines.
Cool.
And I'm not talking like Christmas awesome. Ornament figurines. I'm talking like in the plastic wrapper with like there's the blue Hawaii one and he's got a Hawaiian shirt on. And then there's like a margarita glass you can put in his hand and a newspaper. Then there's the 68 comeback and a couple different microphones and the sunglasses that come on and off. And then there's
everyone's just looking at you with this face like,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Unfortunately, my wife was not able to get me the Kung Fu Elvis one. That one went to eBay before it got to me.
Rad, dude.
But but I got Elvis figurines.
Are you an Elvis guy or a Beatle guy?
Both.
I
know
enjoy
you can be
the
both,
Beatles,
but
I love
you
Elvis.
You love Elvis, okay.
It is that Jailhouse Rocky kind of thing.
Like if you had to go to one show,
that Bad Boy
choice,
rock and roll.
You could go see Elvis or you could go see the Beatles. Who would you go to?
That's impossible.
I never wanted to be in a band. I wanted to be a front man. I love Elvis.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
A show.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what I would do. That's like impossible. You know, that should be added to the worst quiz.
Yeah, there you
Elvis
go.
Or Beatles?
Elvis or Beatles.
AIDS or cancer, Elvis or Beatles.
Yeah.
What's your answer, Layla?
I would definitely. I think I would see Elvis because he's more of a showman. The Beatles, they just take it for granted. Let's be honest. Didn't they stop touring after 2 years? They just stand there and they just play and like all these women scream. I'm not a big Beatles fan. I'm like the only one where I'm more of a Stones girl. So if I could add the Stones, I would see the Stones.
Yeah. So maybe Beatles, Stones, or Elvis. We should go.
Okay.
With that.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Right. How about you, Jackson?
The Stones.
Oh, and Spike's nodding furiously.
Yeah. I always thought that was the eternal question, Beatles or Stones.
Chewbacca? Yeah.
I think that out of those three choices, I'd definitely see the Stones. As much as I do love the Beatles and I love Elvis, I think as far as a show that I'd want to see.
As far as going to a rock show, that would be the Stones.
Guess I'm on my own. What about
but who
you,
do,
Rick?
Who do I want to grow up and be like?
Elvis.
You know,
that's a part of it. That's me.
Rick said Elvis,
I'd see the opening of Elvis leave and see the ending of the Beatles. And I'd only see the Stones if it was early Stones.
Stones.
Late Stones sucks, but early Stones is amazing. We're
not talking like Steel
we'll
Wheels.
We'll pretend
era,
that the Stones did right? at the same time.
If I had to pick, I couldn't do. I'd really have to flip a coin between Beatles and Elvis. I don't know.
It is. That's pretty hard.
I can't decide. That's terrible. Wow. And they're all dead. So, well, not all of them.
Mick Jagger,
more or less.
Mick Jagger looks dead.
Ringo's still kicking.
Yeah, and Paul McCartney looks like Angela Lansbury.
Oh.
How dare you?
Nick's all offended now.
Go to hell.
Well, I want to dedicate that little segment to fathers and Father's Day, and happy first Father's Day, Chewbacca.
Yeah,
right
thank you.
Yeah, this is your
I
half
love
Father's.
You very much. Aww. And you know that.
A little greetings from Riku.
Tomorrow we're actually going in find out whether we're having a boy or a girl. So that's a pretty big day for us tomorrow.
What are you rooting for?
So you are going to find out?
I'm happy with either one.
Oh, you're such a liar.
I have five on a boy.
Of course, you want a boy, you want a girl, either way.
Five?
I think I'll be fine.
Five on a boy? Anybody want
to
go at
boy seems to be the favorite bet of everybody.
I think you're right.
Probably 95%.
No?
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody says boy.
Boy.
Yeah.
Okay, that was just off the top of my head. I got five on a girl. I got five on a girl. Nobody want to bet me?
No, we're all broke.
I'm not going to gamble on that.
I don't have money either.
I'm broke.
But, like, I'd owe you.
All right, Ozzy's. I'll bet you $5.
All right,
on Ozzy's.
There you go.
All right, I'll buy you a shot.
We're just gonna rack up a giant like debt to one another, and
we'll
then
make sure to call you guys.
Nick,
first
I need a down payment. Pay up.
PB&G radio bets. Yeah,
50 cents a week for 10 weeks.
Right. I'll take it out of your cut of the profits.
Do you have names picked out yet?
Not quite.
No.
No, we gotta wait and see what it's gonna be first.
Probably a lot easier to narrow it down when you know the sex.
Yeah,
because we waited. We had no.
A lot of people do.
We
I
had
don't,
no
I don't
idea until the shoulders were coming out of the. I have
there.
No. There, I will bite my tongue on all of the descriptive things I was going to say.
I know. What you're
childbirth
about.
Terrifies me. That's
I want to know.
Just,
it was cool and but terrified. My mother-in-law was reading the sports page in the corner,
God.
Refusing to admit that it was happening.
Really?
Well, yeah, she's not a medical type. Yeah,
I'm not. I get really squeamish. I'll probably pass out. You know.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's what drugs are for. You know, as my wife said, that's why God, and my wife is not a religious type, but that's why God invented drugs.
There you go.
She got the epidural right in the spine. Pop happened. Perfect.
Everything's happened. You're laughing and it's all good.
And yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I believe her first words were, "I haven't felt this good in months." but yeah, Father's Day. Woo.
Yep.
Let's do a song.
Good idea.
Ooh, you mean a live song?
A live track.
Are there guys in here?
From some live rock and daddies from Reno.
Do you think you guys are ready?
Get it?
Yeah, they look ready. They got their game face on.
So what year did you write this song? Were you at a cabin?
No, I was at my house when I wrote this. Probably wrote this in, I want to say like 98.
Were you 99? Drinking?
Probably.
Yeah.
Good.
It's called Gunshot Liquor, as a matter of fact.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
You named a song
it's about Gunshot Liquor.
A song band. About a band that writes songs. Excellent.
Yes.
Number there one on the poll.
Ready?
Go for it.
Here we go.
This show live, and there, as always, a crowd gathers on the front lawn.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
gets out of hand. They
pee the spark shows up.
Like right in the middle, just get down.
The neighbors hate it. They're always calling the cops.
Yeah.
But no, thanks, guys. That was great. That was fun.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
First time we did that song, Jackson did a lead for it. It really sounded like Peter Cottontail. So we had to mix it up a little bit, change it.
Cottontail.
I remember Riku and I danced to that. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh, that's a dance
it.
Song, for sure.
Yeah, it gets the crowd going.
So, yeah.
So how long you guys been together?
Just over a year. Yeah. In fact, Mary Anarchy was...
The reason
we got together.
2009?
I believe, 2010.
Just last 1 year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, hey. That was your first one last year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we weren't even first planning official. On really Dang. Sticking together either. We were just all like, oh, let's do a show for Mary Anarchy. Yeah, yeah. And then it kind of went.
Because you always just showed up and watched people.
Well, people just kept asking us to, you know, play. You know, mm-hmm. either open for this band or do right. this benefit or it's a birthday party or something. Next thing you know, we're
playing
doing
the
shows
part.
Two, three times a month.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was
pretty
good
cool.
for you guys.
Yep. And then getting the Reno Block Party and doing Winter Mary Anarchy and then the May Mary Anarchy. It's been really cool.
Mm-hmm. Good year.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
You guys got other stuff coming up? You got a lot of shows?
We actually got a show in Sacramento.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
hey,
so
boy.
It'll be our first out-of-town show.
That'll be nice. Take the rock party.
For a good friend of mine, but.
Hey, getting your name down in Sac.
Yep. Still fun.
That can be very cool.
We got one at the Foxy Olive on July 1st with Eric.
Foxy Olive, that's right.
Oh, first Friday.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, friend.
So actually, I don't know if it's big remote or if it's Eric.
No, it's Eric's first Friday.
Yeah, I did that last fall. You've done it before, right, Nick?
Poetry.
Yeah,
it's like. Yeah, it's like a two-man open mic and you just keep trading.
Yeah, it's Eric and friend.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and it's a good time. Foxy's a nice little space.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It's a cool bar.
Are you guys on Facebook, or how can people find more information about you?
We don't go to
hang out at the bars we hang out.
Spike's, yeah, go to the bars. Spike has a computer, and it's made of wood, powered with steam.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's the whole appeal.
Whistles.
Yep. Grassroots.
A secret band.
Right. Exactly. We just show up.
Could typically
find
them at a bar at a softball
game.
That's
punk
game.
Rock.
That's right.
And you're the least punk rock person
ever.
I know.
It's kind of hesh.
Yeah, yeah. Right, it's, right. If anything, hesh, yeah.
Well, like Leonard Skinner and shit. Like,
if you're out on the town at night and you run into Spike, there's two modes. There's two there's two gears. There is Spike with his ponytail in, and there is Spike with the ponytail out. And if the hair is coming down, new game, new game.
Don't make eye contact.
He's a wild man.
A little bit, a little bit, yeah. And then you'll just stand in front of a stage, and then you start moving around, and the cyclone begins.
You got moves, Spike?
And then shortly thereafter.
Oh, yeah. Spike's got moves.
Shortly thereafter, Eric or Jackson will
they're
be calling
not good
a
ones,
cab.
But they're moves.
Yeah. Right on.
I got you, buddy.
No, Spike's a good time at night.
Oh, you sure. Know.
Hell yeah.
Everybody rides for
one
free.
Of the best.
Oh, no, not that kind of good time. Not
oh.
Really.
Is that your supplemental income right there?
Apparently.
How do you think he stays drunk till 4 in the morning?
Find him, feel him, fuck him, forget him.
Nice.
Very nice.
Well, I got all this money in my pocket. Why am I all sticky?
That's never a good morning. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't know why you're sticky. All right, I think it's about time to get... Is it time for the quiz, you think?
Oh, yeah. Who are we quizzing tonight? Oh, both together.
Or we could do it all
Robin.
Three
together,
I would say
right?
We could do all three.
Yeah.
Let's have a nice three-way.
Yeah.
it's not a
great
three-way.
Nice.
All right.
That's funny, Andy
this
Samberg.
This is the worst, the ever-evolving worst quiz ever. I have a list of 20-some-odd questions. You will each get... seven we'll go with this week. It's different. I change the rules all the time. It's unfair. I judge arbitrarily and give you ranks accordingly. So, one of the three of you is going to pick which questions you get. Who would like to volunteer or be forced into it?
I will.
Okay, Layla, on the gun. All right. Your choices are even, odd, prime, front, and back. Or back, I should say. Front or back. You can't pick two. Just
I'm wondering
one.
How many dirty jokes I can make. I'll take back.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Good Everybody job. Always picks odd. She likes the back.
All right, the back end. Confess a sin.
Oh, a sin recently. Ooh.
Yeah, just confess a sin.
I had relations with an ex-boyfriend's best friend.
Oh, that's a correct answer.
Nice.
Oh, wait, I should
does
get
the,
a
does
little...
the ex know?
He will after the show.
Hey.
Was it worth it?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Awesome. That's all. That makes it worth it. Well, it being Hello, worth it. Yeah, it makes it better. That's what I meant to say. Makes it better.
It was a long time ago, but I still remember. Let's put it that way.
Hey.
It's on the reel.
Right, right. For reference. Yes. Reference materials.
Of course.
There you go. Spike,
yes,
confess
sir.
A sin.
Oh, do I have to?
Yeah, yeah. Have you sinned lately, my son?
Oh, I...
The ponytail is out.
Yeah,
so.
I sin every day, really.
Well, pick one of them. Book. Pick one of them.
Oh...
Do you touch yourself?
Eric, you struck out looking in the softball game.
That was a sin. I struck out looking on Thursday night. Yes.
All right.
That
yes.
That was awful.
That also counts. That does count, but not as many points. Jackson. Tell me your sins. It's
he's
okay.
Not
just
going
all
to.
The regular ones.
Well, get, just throw something out at me.
I don't know. I guess I don't sin very often.
Okay. All right,
liar.
Jackson, this is...
Lies.
This
there you
is
go.
He's a liar. All right. Yeah, see, Jackson...
No, not normally, but...
This is an entertainment show. You only get 1 point for that,
oh, there
by the way.
Go.
It's an entertainment show, so we need you to... What we call playing along. Okay, got it. Good. Everybody's just staring
he's
at me.
He's just looking at you like,
because I'm a dick.
You.
Yeah. Let's see... Layla, let's okay. go back to you. When was the last time you took a shower? And checking.
I think yesterday.
She thinks
it
yesterday.
It might be 2 days ago.
Ooh.
No, but I smell pretty fresh, so it's probably yesterday.
Living a little dangerous.
You are a dirty girl.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. Anyway, moving Whoa. Along.
Disgusting, revolting, indecent.
Spike.
Saturday.
All right. Good man. Jackson.
This afternoon.
Oh, sorry.
Is Jackson the cleanest looking? Because he's actually the cleanest.
Well, I
think
he doesn't have shoes on right
looking.
Now.
Yeah, no, he's not wearing shoes, which makes him a hippie. So
dude, it's amazing. It's amazing how he looks so he looks kind of disheveled and is yet the cleanest person here. That's pretty rude.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. We got to keep this active and fast.
Ow!
Layla. When you flush, do you watch it swirl?
I have to think about that. I think half and half, 50-50.
50-50, okay.
I don't really care, you know, but sometimes, hey, you got to be proud of your work.
Right. Yep, just got to see what did that look like?
She is so laid back.
Thank you.
Yeah, same question.
I do just make sure it all goes. Yeah.
Okay, just to make sure the toilet's working.
Yeah, one hand reaching for the plunger.
Hey,
yeah.
I've lived in
Quality
those apartments
control.
Too, my friend. I understand. You're going to get a full, like, 10 points for that.
Nice.
Jackson.
Yeah, I usually try to clean it all down with a little brush and stuff, you know what I mean?
He's clean.
He shoves it down with a stick.
By little brush, do you mean
demon back?
It's because Jackson just wrecks the toilet.
He got Ajax in his backpack.
Layla, what is your biggest mistake or regret?
I don't have regrets.
That is the right answer. All right, good job. But you still do mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But regrets, you learn from... Regrets, you don't learn from the situation. Mistakes, you learn, you move on, or you just kind of smile and laugh, and that was fun.
Right? There you go. All right, good answer,
The funny thing about regret is it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done.
Very wise.
Always,
very
yes.
wise.
Yeah.
And if you see your mom for me, could you tell her, Satan, Satan, Satan. You know that butthole servers? No.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm familiar.
Everybody's on board. Okay, let's go.
Spike, mistake or regret?
Not offhand. That's a glaring one. Again, like you said, you
learn no favorites? No dumb? All right. Moving along. Jeez, Jackson.
Yeah. I don't have very many big ones, man. I'm sorry.
You know, you get a zero. You get a zero.
Jackson is just not playing along.
Yeah. All right. Jackson, you're the next.
We're reversing this.
Where and when did you lose your virginity?
Oh.
Yikes.
In my apartment. It's pretty old, actually.
It's like last week.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
But he took a shower, so it's okay.
All right.
Thank you. One person. All right.
That's why he took the shower. Why do I keep looking at you, Josh?
I don't have any idea.
I'm
going to
ask you questions.
Feel free.
This small island on the Delaware River.
Oh.
Ooh. There you go. That's exciting.
We noticed
when?
That I was
1958?
I'm not that old, but 83?
83.
84, yeah. Only that. We ended up calling it Duck Shit Island because the next day we went by and looked and there was just duck shit Ooh, everywhere.
That's romantic.
Your sex life is older than my wife.
So you lost your virginity in duck shit?
Apparently, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
You said duck shit? Fuck it.
Layla?
All right, Dean's Valley in Plumas County.
Ooh.
It was very nice. It got a river, very picturesque. Then we got woken up at 8 o'clock in the morning by four-wheelers going through through the river.
Very
so it
romantic.
Pretty,
yeah,
it was pretty exciting.
Yeah. That's a time of your life, I bet.
Yeah.
All right, back to Jackson again. Manscaped shaved or au naturel?
Manscaped.
Manscaped. Oh.
Jack, I was going to guess.
Thank yeah. you.
Rick wants it.
Thank you.
Well, Rick, next, when you want to play a
Playing
game,
along
Rick,
at the home
sorry. You know before the quiz.
I know.
All right.
Naturel.
Naturel. Okay. And Layla.
Well, I don't really manscape.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right. Right. Well, that's what
but yeah, womanscape. I don't right. just normal. But
girlscape.
Girlscape. I appreciate men who manscape.
Well, hey, nice. Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. now, wait a second.
Stalkers and drag queens like, take on. Note.
But do you like straight up bald dudes? Like bald?
12-year-old?
No.
Bald?
No, that's creepy.
Like a 40-year-old yeah. bald, no hair.
But like a putting green, maybe. Bald.
Yeah. There
All right.
You go.
Yeah. Yeah. As opposed to the rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I should use that analogy. Yeah.
There you go.
I just wonder. I never asked a girl, and she's so forward about this. So well, you know.
I think we haven't phased her
one bit. I don't want to feel like a 12-year-old, you know.
Right.
And I don't want him to look like a 12-year-old.
There you go.
No, you want some hair there, right?
Yeah, you just don't want to go crazy style.
Don't go crazy.
If you're dreading all grown it, ups. Then shave that shit.
Oh,
you don't get the nookie if you look like a Wookiee.
Apologies to Josh.
Can you like
again with the t-shirts? Again with the t-shirt ideas.
It's the theme. Expanding the empire.
Let's see. Jackson, have you ever tasted your own DNA?
I don't know.
Doesn't understand the question. Spike,
oh,
I think understands.
Wow. I'm like, I must have gotten my hair in my mouth at some point.
Right. Or your
That's
nails.
Bloody fingers.
Nails. Yeah.
You
know.
Bit your tongue. That would be blood.
Yeah.
Right.
It's all got
I've
DNA.
I've tasted my own blood.
There's DNA in blood.
You know, it's not that exciting. That's a little...
Man, ruin all of my jokes.
Where were you going to... If I said yes, where would you go with that?
50 points.
You win the game.
Wait, what do I win?
We'll discuss the prizes at the end of the quiz.
Yeah. And then I sat and really worked it.
But you don't get the 50 points. All right, moving along. AIDS or cancer? Jackson, go.
Cancer, I guess.
Cancer?
I had to choose, yeah.
Cancer?
Cancer.
Cancer.
You can beat cancer. AIDS.
Everybody likes cancer.
I don't.
I'm already planning on having it anyway. So.
All right. I think that's probably more than enough questions here. Except one final question for everybody. If you could be doing anything besides taking this quiz right now, what would it be? Jackson, go.
Drinking. That's what I'll be doing
Playing
later.
Guitar and drinking.
Yeah. All right. And?
Having sex.
Yeah.
Hey! That's the answer we were looking for. Catapulting you into the lead with 1,000 points.
Exactly.
See, you know, that's how the game works. You figured it out by the end. Total scores, Layla, 1,100. Spike.
Oh, I got 100 in the last 3 seconds. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, you had the
that was your
tally.
Cumulative.
Yeah, and Spike, you get 75, not a bad score. And
you beat Dave Richards.
Jackson, you have 13 points.
Jackson, you weren't even.
That's not that impressive.
Jackson wasn't even trying.
That's what she said.
Exactly. He got his name right.
He really
and did
phoned
acknowledge it,
in. It
when we talked to him as such. Right. So, what do we get?
Get another song in?
Yeah, I say one more song in, and then bid adieu.
You guys do this. We know which one we're going to do.
Oh, we got to do it.
Yeah.
Got to do it.
All right. Well, all right. Do it. Do it.
Cheers.
Here's a crowd favorite.
Good to go, I think. All right.
Some people, they drink coffee. Some people, they drink tea. Some people think that stuff's good enough. Well, it ain't good enough for me. I drink whiskey all night long. Well, I'm gonna drink that bottle down. I'm gonna drink it till it's gone. Some people think I'm an angel, even though I ain't. But the man I hold in the highest regard, John Jameson, you're a saint. Cause you made whiskey, you made it all damn day. You made that tasty whiskey to help me drink my blues away. Take a retreat. I wanna sit down at the end of the bar at the still down on Bow Street. I'll be drinking whiskey all damn night. So when you see me headed up to the bar, boy, you better serve me right. Some people they drink coffee, some people they drink tea, some people think that stuff's good enough. I can't stop. Well, I'm gonna drink that bottle down. I'm gonna drink down every drop. Cause I drink whiskey. I drink whiskey. I drink whiskey, baby, baby, baby. Oh, you know I drink a whiskey. Well, I'm gonna drink all night long. I'm gonna drink that bottle down till it's gone. Drink up.
Yeah! Awesome!
Good job, guys.
That is a great song.
That's an awesome song.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
You wrote that, Jack, right?
Yeah.
That might make the CD.
I thought some old black man taped that, man. Yeah. I thought you got that from some old blues record.
Right, yeah. Like, I've run across a couple old, like, you know, recordings of blues from the 30s and 40s talking about smoking the weed. Yeah.
I mean, that's like right up there. Vein, man. Yeah. I drink whiskey. Like, it just... You guys are great.
Yeah, and I've seen it. You guys actually do drink
Nick's
whiskey.
Nick's been drinking whiskey.
Yeah. That's why I wrote it pretty much. I'm like, you got to write about it.
You guys aren't endorsing a product you don't actually use.
Right. Exactly.
Whiskey. Ask for it by name.
For all your whiskey needs, go to Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
Oop. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, please do.
That place is awesome.
Yeah, Jub Jub's also place. One of the fine sponsors of this show. We're going to have somebody from the bar come in, and we'll be... telling you all about upcoming events there specifically, maybe highlighting some out of town bands if they're playing at Jub Jub's. But that's all details to be worked out later. But please check out Jub Jub's. Find them on Facebook.
Good people.
And go to the bar. Screw Facebook. Get off the couch.
If you can find it, once you know.
Yeah, look for the monkey on Wells.
Are the ball games done?
Yes, season one's done. We've got a couple weeks off. We did win one fucking game this year.
Yeah.
I know all year I've been, we won a game. I told you.
So we're not undefeated.
All year, we're not defeated.
Oh, we're not completely swift. You won one.
2 weeks ago, we won a game, and we actually did pretty well.
That's pretty impressive.
16
against a real team that didn't forfeit and everything.
Right. A team that beat us 25-5.
But they were only playing with 9 players.
Spike, you ruined it.
Sorry. Full disclosure, man.
Too much truth. Too much truth.
All right. Well, what's going on next weekend? Anything? Anybody have any idea?
I'll be taking a shower.
And tasting your own DNA.
I'll be, probably take a dump.
Know that.
Excellent. Well, fine things happening around town. We're all too screwed up to thought about it.
I'm still recovering from Nada Dada.
Yeah, no, it's been a long month.
I'm having Naked Friends tomorrow, but I don't know if it'll be out on the podcast, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, podcast might be up tomorrow, but
at the Sierra Tap House via our friend Tony Walker.
Or it's up right now if you're already listening to us.
So
yeah, if you're outside the window, go to the Tap House tomorrow.
So pretty much everybody in the room, I'm talking to you and everybody else. Sorry.
I hope you were there and enjoyed the show. Yeah. I know I'm missing something. There's something happening in town. Find it.
There's tons of stuff.
Well, that is my mission to you, the listener.
We're making you a clamper on Saturday.
Ooh. Oh, right. That's what I wanted to talk about. Yeah, I have no plans for next weekend because I'm getting jumped into a
gang. I know
what
you're doing Saturday. Yeah. It's going to be real, real fun.
I get it. I really, like, I have one line. I don't eat poop. That's really my personal.
You do on Saturday, buddy.
That's
talk about DNA.
I mean, no, really, like, yeah, I mean, like,
you're a pussy.
I'll take one for the team. I'll suck a dick, whatever, you know.
Whoa,
okay.
Sexually,
H
who's sponsoring this guy?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Who's your sponsor? I want
to
know.
This guy to
Jackson.
My left here, Jackson.
Jack.
Right here. Yeah.
Oh man.
But yeah,
have a great day.
I'm a little worried about the poop factor in my mouth. That's,
hey,
that's
just close your eyes and pretend it's something else.
Hey, let's not talk about the doings. That's
against
the
rules. Yeah. No. Well, I'm not. I'm talking about my fears. That's all I'm talking about. I'm talking about fears. Yeah,
talk about your fears.
I am speculating. I have no idea what I'm getting myself into, except getting into, I think, the world's largest gang of alcoholic never-do-wells.
It's a historic preservation society, Rory.
We do plaquing for historic events, and especially in Nevada, because that's where
it's a public service.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And that's all we can really say.
It's for
next
the
week
consolation
we'll have
of the widders and the orphans, and that's all you really need to know. Yeah.
Especially the widders.
For your liver.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I hear.
Satisfactory.
Like you need another reason to go drinking.
I do. Well, I do. I mean, I stay at home with the wife and child all the time. I need an excuse. Gets me
and
out of the house.
And it's not quantity, it's quality.
Quality drinking with all of my friends.
Aww.
Right on, man.
Are you excited? What do you expect to happen? I mean, this is big news.
I expect to come back with a sunburn, a sore throat, and liver.
Oh.
It's
a good trip to Mexico.
Yeah, right? I just hope the sore throat is from yelling, not... Well, moving right along.
Hey, Layla James, what's your next
gig? Yeah.
What's going on with you?
I did want to mention, plug your website here.
Yeah, definitely. Check me out. You can Google just I am Layla James, but my official website's iamlaylajames.wordpress.com because I'm too cheap to buy my own URL. So, but yeah, just find me on Facebook. I got ridiculous amount of things and posting pictures and saw Airborne Toxic Event last week and Seasons of Insanity this weekend. I'm always going to shows and checking out what's going on downtown, so let me know what's up.
Yeah.
Can we like maybe sometimes call you like on the phone or something? Can Rory get your phone number? Or if you hear something cool, you can call in and tell us what's going
on.
Yeah, you know when we record, please feel free to just call in and talk like Maddie.
I'm just never going to leave. I'm going to sit here.
Awesome. Hey,
clamper.
We have a new addition to the show.
All right. I just wrote myself in, like, it's edited out, you know, next time. Cut.
No, we don't do that.
Oh, that's
we don't edit.
No.
Well,
we don't need
natural.
To.
Well,
fuck this.
Especially not the beginning of this show. That did not have an edit at all. Well, I guess, ladies and gentlemen, if that's all for the Worst Little Podcast, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, Rick Spagnola, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this has been another wonderful week. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
This is called Duckwater Studios.
Oh, my God. There's been another terrible accident.